The post-match interview.
Walking and talking, Jane Birch is standing alongside the coach of St Joseph's, Ron White. Down to you, Birchie.
Well, Ron, you're so proud of this group and what you've been able to achieve so far. I know there's still another chapter, as you said, to play out, but to go undefeated through the 18 rounds of the season, you know, what are your feelings at the moment about the group, and how far do you think, you know, how much more improvement do they have in them?
Well, all that, yeah, we're really happy with that, Birchie. There's no doubt that I'm proud of what they've done so far, and there is a bit more to go. This is only qualifying up until now, and now the real fun starts.
And I thought your team played, well, both teams really played really well into the breeze, which we often see happen. Is that because the players, do you think, yeah, they really steel themselves, work a little bit harder because they know it is going to be tougher going, because they seem to score, you know, quite easily, well, not easily, but that they could certainly score into the breeze, played in some really great footy in that second and fourth quarter.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure why it sometimes is easier to score into the breeze, but there's an expectation you've got the breeze and you should be able to score. And oppositions, when they're defending a big breeze like that, can easily shut you down by putting extra numbers behind the ball. And sometimes you think the breeze is going to do the work and you just bang it on the boot and kick it to the opposition. So there's a little bit more method, I suppose, when you go into the breeze.
Killer, thanks for joining us. The result, fantastic, but it's been a tough week in the local footy community, and a man you know and loved so well in Frank Foppiani is no longer with us. How's your week been since you found out the news that Frank had passed? Well, we've lost you there for... Oh, hang on, the microphone is actually... Has that microphone died?
Oh!
Try again.
How's that?
That's better.
Right?
That's better.
Okay. Yeah, really sad news. Frank was somebody that I loved coaching. Coached him back in the 90s at North Shore. And, you know, coaching and playing football with him was only one part. The other part, he was just a genuinely nice person. And so I've sort of been reflecting on this with a few people during the week, and sometimes it's a shame that you don't tell people what you really think of them when they're here. And you save the nice things up for when they're gone. And, you know, it's probably something that we could all get a whole lot better at, you know, speaking a little bit more openly to each other. But, yeah, my sympathies go out to all the Foppiani family and everyone who knows Frank. You know, he's just going to be such a loss. And you have a look at all the great tributes to him during the week. It's probably unparalleled, I would have thought.
Mm. Yeah. We get to West Oval, and that's where he did some of his best work. I suspect when you get there in a fortnight's time, there'll be a moment of reflection on, do you remember, you know, Frank bursting out of the middle, or Frank kicking a goal, or Frank taking a mark, or putting his body on the line like he did in those long sleeves?
Yeah, or stepping around Kirsch a couple of times, and then Kirsch got sick of it, so he came and joined North Shore.
Well, it's easier to play with him than against him, let me tell you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That's why I like playing in the league with him, so I don't have to play against him.
Yeah, there was lots of great memories with Frank, for sure. Yeah, he was just such a dynamic player.
Another sad day, but a different kind of sadness, and we welcome Rowan McSparran into the van as well. And Killer, you obviously avoid Colac now in the finals, and Rowan, commiserations, it comes to an end today at Colac for you. What are your emotions right now?
Oh yeah, we've just said to the boys in the rooms, that's footy. Sometimes when you come up against these good sides, and Killer's got them flying, that you need a bit of luck. It's like finals, you need to be healthy and you need a bit of luck. And every time we come up against a good side, we seem to go one down early, whether it was with half time or whatever. So we lose Bailey Scott early, and Aaron Walters looks like he's got a fractured cheekbone. So, you know, we're two down a quarter time, and then from there you're trying to shuffle the deck, and against a good opposition you just need those things to go your way. And I think Joey's probably kicked five or six goals from 20 metres out and really capitalised on those deep entries where, you know, we tended to kick long points and relied on a bit of luck to get our goals today.
You got to three-quarter time with a bit of momentum, but you needed something to start the last quarter, and when they find one at the other end into the breeze, it sort of put the pin in the bubble a little bit, didn't it?
Yeah, it does. It just saps a little bit of that momentum that you take into three-quarter time that, you know, we work really hard to get back, and we thought we negated the third quarter pretty well, and we kept the ball over on that defensive side, and to get one late and take a bit of momentum into three-quarter time, we did give ourselves a chance, but as you say, you go down in the first couple of minutes and get one against the Breeze, it makes it hard.
Ron, you must be. We were talking about, you know, obviously Luke Webb gets all the headlines and Jack Buckley gets all the headlines in the back line. But blokes like Ben Clark, unheralded, just do a job. Max McLaughlin just said then, you know, what we asked him, what do you say to them? Just play a role. Ben Clark's a perfect example of a bloke who plays their role.
Yeah, he's come on so much this year. Nathan McClure has done a great job with him as the backline coach. But yeah, it's interesting. Jane was just telling me that she'd interviewed Max. And yeah, seriously, I've had him for 2 years. And
haven't heard him say boo.
It's become a joke nearly where I go, anyone got anything to say, Max? And he just shakes his head. We didn't know he could talk. Yeah. No, I'm just joking. He is a very, very quiet young fella, and I think he's got another level to go to. I'd be disappointed if he doesn't get an opportunity VFL club next year.
Yeah, it must be. It's great for we've spoken about this during the season, about where you got them at the end of last year and then through pre-season, for them for you to be able to see them develop into a group that's been able to not lose a game. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, and it's not something that we set out to do.
No,
I mean,
absolutely.
You try and win every game as they come along, but you know, that's just the way it's panned out. And we've had a good draw, and we've got teams at good times, and but it's tested our depth at times this year. We had half a dozen guys away mid-year in Europa, and you know, a couple of them are still trying to recover, I think, from that. But anyway, the good thing is they've grown as young men by doing that, and yeah, that's a good thing. And you know, hopefully, instead of going and spending a year or two over there, they've had their 6 or 8 weeks and they're happy to keep playing footy. And you know, football's such an important fabric to our community. And if it's not football, it's got to be some sort of social or sporting engagement. And you know, I hope that's still what underpins our society over the next couple of generations. Just so important.
And Ro, from your perspective as well, the same today. Like I know you've spoken to us about Aaron Hawker, but I didn't actually see it until today. Like, he's a beast around the ball. Like, his tackling is unbelievable. And for the club to have him and the Murray boys and a couple of other younger players, it's they've got a good future.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And he's a hell of a... I think I've said it a few times now. He's a foot taller. We don't see him.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's playing high-level footy. And,
yeah.
You know, Killer's right. That the fabric of communities with sport, whether it be football or tennis or basketball, or those team sports, especially for young men, I think these days more so than ever, they really need that outlet. And to be around their peers and play some sport, I think it can only be a good thing for them. Did you get up, Kirsch, or was that a winner?
I missed the last leg of the quaddy, unfortunately.
Oh, the old three legs of the quaddy. Gamble responsibly. Surprise,
yes,
surprise.
Yeah, absolutely. Just a question probably for both of you. On a day like today, what instructions can you give your players to a degree? There's got to be a point where you sort of go, you know, I'll have to leave it up to your hands out there a little bit, you know, numbers behind the ball, whatever it may be. Considering the ball is in that pocket, I reckon there'd be 130 throw-ins today.
Yeah, the poor fella over there is going to have Roger Federer arms after it. He might have to go through the rotation, the young boundary umpire. Yeah, the boys did make a joke. I think he's done a rotator cuff to out for the final. So. But we said to our boys, we needed to kick goals, so we needed to attack this club room side of the ground. And we tried to get it over here, but every time you tried to get it off the line, with any distance, it just held up in the breeze. So to the boys' credit, they still tried to fight it out and get it over this side to get looks on goal. But, you know, Joe's a good defensive ability and get those numbers over there and slide really quickly. So it made it tough.
My instruction was, if you can kick it, try and kick it. if you miss your boot, well, I understand.
Yep.
It was that windy. It was unbelievable. I'd probably encourage our guys to bang it along the ground a bit more rather than kick it up in the air, just to, because it was hard to scramble a kick out of stoppage at times.
Yeah,
there's
sure.
So much pressure around the ball. So it was a good game. And for the football purists who came to watch it, they go, oh, this is boring. But as coaches, you go, well, these boys are actually having a real go and they're trying to do the things that you want them to implement.
I guess the challenges for you guys are you've got them playing a way you want them to play, chaining out of stoppages and all that sort of stuff. That goes out the window today. You just want to get the ball a little bit of, you know, distance and some yardage in footy.
Yeah, you want territory today, I think. And as Killer said, whether it's along the ground, in the air, whatever it may be, you just, you needed to take territory, and especially if you had some form of advantage, whatever way that wind was blowing, because it got a bit swirly at times. But I think you just needed to take some grass. And today, we, I think, especially through the middle third of the ground, we probably overhandballed a little bit and let them engage with the pressure. So I think we had boys out at times when they should have been our kicker that probably gave that one or two extra handballs and just drew that pressure.
Killer, Jack Buckley, can you give us an update?
His headband is fine. There'll be no worries about that. No, nobody from Colac stole it today.
I was tempted after the game, but he's a nice fella, so I left it. I don't think he would have got away with it if I was playing.
If Jack wants his other one back, I believe he should go to Geelong West's Mad Monday, and he'll find it there, I believe.
Oh, I heard it was already disposed of, but anyway. He's got a really low-grade hamstring awareness.
Yep.
So, whatever that means.
Awareness. Awareness, Bergie. Awareness. Not concern, awareness.
No, that's just so that whoever we're playing in a couple of weeks ago, Buckley might be coming but he won't be back.
That's right.
No, we're not quite sure how bad it is. I'm hopeful it might only be 2, maybe 3 weeks.
Right, so, best case, the second semi, if not prelim or granny.
Yeah.
Tudor?
Not a fractured wrist, but a lot of ligament damage around the wrist.
Done.
So I think you'd be doubtful. Yeah.
Right. Joel Edwards played in the twos today.
Yes. Played well. And he's, you know, sort of what we wanted him to just show us that he was up and about again and not have to put him under the pressure of a senior contest. So,
Jack Leonard?
Not quite sure. It's some calf awareness, and it may be a bloody strain. I don't know.
A strain.
Yeah. He recovered remarkably from back 50 to the time we got to the interchange bench.
Shot.
So, yeah. So I thought it was season ending, but it might be a couple of weeks. So I don't know.
Bailey Scott. Doesn't really matter, but anyway, Bailey's got
string. Yeah, he said it's not as bad as last year because I was on crutches, but I can walk. But he would have been. Well, he was no good anyway because he'd overqualified. But I think he's done it pretty well.
Yeah, that's no good.
And obviously, we're thinking of Aaron Walters. We didn't see any incident.
It was just in a tackle, and I think he went to free his arms, and as he went to free his arms, he come down, and the elbow just got him in the face, and it was no malice in it. It was just one of those footy incidences that happen, and he was pretty keen to get back on. But I just want to say, the Joey's doctors and medical staff were fantastic for us today, and I get medicals off Joey's doctor, and I go in there, and I don't know if he ever actually checks me over. He spends like 3/4 of the time talking footy. But from a Colac Football Club perspective, we just want to say thanks for Joey and pass that on, Killer. They were fantastic today. They really looked after our boys, and Jared McCormack caught one in the beak. Yeah. No modelling for tomorrow, but they come over, and I think they're keen to rule him out too. But we said, no, it's
just a it's interesting. It's Dr. Joey Vergona.
Dr. Vergona.
He changed his name to Joey.
I've been asked to ask: are you a handshake or a hugger after a game?
Well, it's
depends on the game.
It's probably more one of those claps where you get your thumbs together and do that, rather than a hug. But if it's a big game, it's a hug.
I also got asked to ask you if what your intentions are for next year.
Oh, where's he going?
In regards to
coaching.
Can I? I'm coaching here again. Is that what you mean?
Oh, yeah. Bertie.
Yeah.
He's just done a broadside and then shrugged his shoulder.
Yeah. 18-0. I think he's coaching here again.
Yeah. Whatever Ron wants to do,
I'll tell you what. Yeah. There's half a dozen clubs who are wondering whether he is, though, because they'll get him. They'll have him.
West Coast are looking for a coach.
That's a bit close to home.
Rowan, unfortunately for you, it's a horrible September because no Colac. Although your A-grade netball are going to have a crack next Sunday, but no Collingwood makes them that's probably the leg of the Daily Double you don't want.
I actually think our our seasons nearly mirrored each other, that we were a little bit slow getting started. We didn't have a bad middle patch. We were coming a little bit, then we dropped off again. And, yeah, I think the Pies and the Colac Tigers this year were mirrored each other. So, unfortunately, that's the way it is. I was just saying to one of the boys in the room, I think in my whole senior footy career, that's the second time I've missed finals. So I've had a pretty good run. And there's some talent in that group, so hopefully the next bloke that grabs hold of them can squeeze a bit more out of them, get a few in, and they'll be right at the pointy end again.
Yeah, I think Colac could be pretty pleased with what you've done with them over the last few years, and you've been great around the competition wherever you've been, and you should be pretty proud of what you have done.
Yeah. Thanks, mate.
Yeah, we would have said the same, but Ronnie's already said it for us. So.
For us.
That's comes it, with yeah. a bit of clout from...
Absolutely.
Oh, thanks a lot. So if there is an upside to anything, I'm guessing you will be at Leopold next week watching Geelong MOs 2s try and win a flag.
Yeah, I will. And Tyler went through to the grand final today, so she had a good win in the netball, and I think she was best on court. She was phenomenal today.
What grades? C-O-D.
D grade she D is grade. This year. Yeah, and she's she gets another opportunity at grand final, which is great.
This is the best part of the year so far, having you both here to do your post-match media conference, basically, as we like to call it here. It's not really, but we don't put up banners and make a big deal of it. But to have you both here having a chat is fantastic, and I think it'll be great audio when we share it back with our listeners during the week and listen to you converse with each other, which is fantastic. To you, Rowan, thank you so much for the 4 years we've been doing this. Your support has been unbelievable. We started with you, Colac St Albans, back opening game of 2021, and here we are now 4 seasons later and still talking to each other, and we haven't upset each other that we know of yet. So it's been a lot of fun. Whatever you do, don't be lost to football, and we know you won't be, and as you touched on the podcast during the week, that you haven't ruled out that coaching will be in your future. But right now there's a pest over there who I know is listening.
Yeah. Do you know he sent us a Twitter today?
I didn't
No, he sent us. No, it was an international text. I hope you're not paying his phone bill.
Funny enough, we were 3/4 of the way through the team meeting, and he called me on FaceTime, and I thought I hung up, but he was talking in my pocket. So I pulled him out, because he obviously done the running for us a couple of years ago, and I scanned the room, and all the boys give him a shout out, and he's loving it over there at the minute. It's their first home game tomorrow, so he's up and about.
Good luck with whatever's next, and we'll no doubt see you at West Oval over the next few weeks for the finals, and don't be a stranger, poke in, have a chat, because we always love having a chat to you about footy. Well done with what you did at Colac, and look forward to the next chapter.
No worries, thanks mate, and a fantastic effort by K-Rock to support local footy too. It's a great attribute to have. We want to be the Premier League in the state, and to have you guys and the support that you give the clubs and the coaches are fantastic, so thank you.
Thanks, Rogue Killer. You're going to have to put up with us for, at least 2 more weeks.
I'm happy with that.
Yeah. Thought you would be.
Yeah.
Well done. Congratulations. Yep. Only the third club in GFNL history to go 18-0 through a home and away season. And the omen is that the other two, including North Shore in 98, won the flag. So the omen, truly sits in your corner, but there are still two games
enough.
Of football
that's
to win.
Good luck.
Good luck, Killer. Well done, right. Gents. Thanks for joining us, Ron Watt and Rowan McSparran. What a great way to end the home and away season, having both coaches join us here in the K-Rock van. K-Rock Football! The post-match interview.